So what I'm going to talk about today is how to set goals and how to do a thing called dreamlining. It's pretty exciting, so let's get into it. Basically, what this is all about is designing your life based on what you want. And that's truly why we're getting started with this in the first place, right? You really want to do the things you want to do, but you might be stuck in your day job, you might have other responsibilities, and you might be tied down due to low income and high cost of living, right? So what this course is going to include is a lot of information on how to start a dropship business, but also a lot of great information on how to outsource your life and how to live a location-independent lifestyle. So you can do all the things you really wanted to do when you were younger, and you know, or if you're young, all the things you really want to do in life right now, rather than sitting in an office or a cubicle. So a lot of these ideas come from the Tim Ferriss book called The 4-Hour Workweek. And I think that that's crucial to say, because if you haven't read that book, I highly recommend you pick up a copy. He does have an audio version, but it's not, you know, him reading that book. So I recommend reading the actual book. It's really nice and a really good book. Lots of great notes in there. It's a little bit dated. Some of the stuff he talks about, like tools he mentions, are from, you know, 5 to 10 years ago. But he was one of the pioneers with doing location independent entrepreneurship. And so, you know, he did all this stuff 10 years ago, and it's really 15 years ago. It's really exciting to read that book. So the key here is, what do you guys want in the future? Do you want to be able to manage your business from a laptop with no employees, you know, from the beach or something like that, and just live that lifestyle? Or do you want a huge office with tons of employees and a huge huge corporation? It's up to you. So lots of entrepreneurs get started out, they just want to have a lifestyle business, and that's what dropshipping is all about. It can definitely provide that. And some entrepreneurs start out, they have a bigger dream in mind. They want to make a huge difference in the world, so they want to go create an app, or they want to go create some sort of a software that can help a lot of people, and that's awesome as well. Just keep in mind, these business models, some require more management than others, and so you'll have to make sure that you're setting this up for the long term. Another question to ask yourself is, do you want to be tied to any certain location? I mean, some people actually do. Some people really like having a home base, and I do too. I like having a home base. Right now, I happen to be based in Chiang Mai, Thailand. In the future, I'll be based in Bali. These places can be traveled to. You don't have to have any kind of visa to go there. You can just go and stay for 30 days, book some travel out of the country, and then come back in, and you can do that every 30 days. A lot of people do that, and they're very inexpensive to live out here, and it's a great place to have a lifestyle business as well. But, you know, some people like the safety and security of having a nice house in their home country, like US or UK or Australia or in Europe somewhere. So it's just up to you. Do you want to have a house? Do you want to have a condo? You know, what state do you want to live in? What country do you want to live in? Do you want to live by, you know, the golf course or by a skate park or by the beach? Do you want to go snowboarding? Yeah. Do you want to travel the world? I mean, all these things you have to think about right now. So it's really key that you understand all this stuff and you start putting these things into motion. So ask yourself also, you know, what type of car do you want to drive? Do you want to have a sports car? Do you want a big truck? You know, look up pictures and decide what you really want in life, and then print that out and put them onto some sort of a cork board so that you can understand like the things that you really want in life and stuff like that. The next one is, do you want to go on vacations? Do you want to go for a week or a month? What will it cost? And you know, how much will a cruise cost and things like that? All these things are people are doing them every day, but maybe not you, and you probably do want to do them. So make sure that you understand how much vacations cost, where in the world you want to go vacation to, and do the actual research. Go online and write prices down and stuff like that. By doing the actual research, you're going to be doing this magical thing in your mind and your heart where you're making it real for yourself, and you get excitement built up about it, and it's actually going to attract it to you in the long run. So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about there, it's called the Law of Attraction, and you can read a book called The Secret, and there's also a movie made by it, and I highly recommend you check that out. Now, do all of this before you get started in your business, because it's really important that you get started in your business with the right long-term mindset. You want to be working towards these goals and aspirations in life. You don't want to just be working to work and to see a dollar sign at the end of the month. You want to be working in order to live the life that you want to live, right? So this is really important. You know, if you had $1 million, what would you do with it? That's really, really good question to ask yourself. If you had unlimited amounts of money, where would you go? And when you have that kind of a mindset, you can start making all these cool plans and check out all these places that you normally wouldn't have checked out. A lot of us spend a lot of time during the day, you know, cruising our social media feed, seeing what everybody else is doing, and it makes us a little depressed because, you know, we're not out there doing it. But you can be out there doing it. You just have to put your mind to it. You have to create the vision in your mind. You have to create the plans, like as if you're going to really do it, and then get started on the business and the route that's going to get you there financially. all right, so, you know, think about what else you want to do. The little things. Think about, you know, fancy dinners, you know, snowboarding trips, getting a personal trainer, cooking lessons. You know, all these things are really cool to think about, and it's really important that you keep those in the back of your mind. You want to have big goals, and you want to have little goals too, right? So those things are important also. Now, some things that a lot of people have problems with are things like debt. And if you have debt to pay off, it should be definitely a goal to pay that debt off. A lot of people come out of college with student loan debt. And if that happens to be you, it's okay. A lot of people have it, and you can definitely do something about it. And building this business will help you pay that debt off. But you have to make sure you write that down, how much debt you have and how long it's going to take you to pay off. And, you know, that's okay. Just set that plan up. Just a couple more things, guys. Do not limit yourself based on existing beliefs. It's really important. You have to dream big by setting yourself seemingly impossible challenges. When you do that, you have to then catch up with them. That's actually a quote by Richard Branson. And it's a really, really good quote because it does explain that if you set your sights for the stars, that, you know, you'll probably land on the moon or something like that, right? So just make sure that you're trying to shoot as far as you can. You know, have that moonshot in mind, and you'll be out there somewhere. You'll land out there somewhere. And of course, the last thing is, you know, wherever you want to live, just know that wherever you want to live in the world, there's also places in the world like Thailand and Bali that are a lot less expensive than places in the Western world. While it does seem scary to come out to places you've never been before, it's actually really, really nice out here. So, all right, guys, now make sure that you write everything down. So make a spreadsheet or download the spreadsheet at 4hourworkweek.com/blog/lifestyle-costing, and I'll have a link to that below. But make a spreadsheet, define the goals you want. So those goals, again, are: where do you want to live? What kind of car do you want to drive? Do you want to go on vacations, and where is that, and how much is it going to cost? Do you have debt you want to pay down every month? And get exact prices for every single answer. Keeping track of everything you know and know exactly how much you will need to earn to live the ideal life is key to all of this. So why do we do this? Well, truly, we want to turn our dreams into reality. It's all about living the dream. You've heard that saying so many times, and there's people that are out there doing it. You know there are. Every time you look at your social media feed, they're probably out there. So you want to turn your dreams into reality. Let's do it. You want to keep those clearly identified goals in mind the whole time, and that's key. So the clearer the goals are, the more specific the goals are, the better of a chance you have of actually achieving them. It will allow you to track your progress better. So every single month, you can see whether you've gone and done those things yet. And every single month, you can see if you've achieved those goals that you set to achieve. And you also want to be able to create rewards for yourself. So every time you reach a certain sales goal, or, you know, every time you create a certain amount of content, you want to create a reward for yourself so you keep yourself going as an entrepreneur. You're the only one that's truly going to be able to pat yourself on the back doing all this stuff. So long-term goals, again, are 1 to 5 years. Midterm are 3 to 6 months. Short-term is this month. And daily goals are the super important ones because it's what's going to keep you on task every single day. And my best advice here is just to start with the hardest task first. So that includes calling a supplier, making a video, whatever that means. Start with that first. It's super important. And the last thing is, you should not share your dream line with your friends or family right away unless they're on the same path as you as an entrepreneur. A lot of times people that don't understand you will actually get put off if you go ahead and share them all these cool dreams, because they'll simply feel like they will never be able to do that themselves, and you'll pretty much be upsetting them. So don't do that. If you are going to share it with somebody, find someone who is like-minded, who's on the same path as you can share it with. All right, guys, well, make sure you write all your goals down super specifically. The more specifically, the better you do this part of the course, the better your long-term results are going to be. So have fun with it. Spend about a half hour today and get it done.